Good morning, students. Having already discussed on the importance of honing writing skill, in this section, let's delve on the need to enhance our speaking skill. In fact, we are aware that mostly we communicate through speaking. Hence, the significance of developing this skill is very essential. Here, we are going to look into what is extempore, its role in language communication. Some ideas to deliver a good extempore and the advantages of mastering it. What is extempore? Extempore is a speech that is a stage performance which is carried out without preparation of any kind and it is given on the spot. The other commonly used names for extempore are impromptu speaking, improvised speaking and extemporaneous speaking. This tests one's knowledge on the given topic. It also tests one's ability to use apt vocabulary. Framing meaningful sentences within the limited time is also important. One's ability to think, organize, and speak confidently is also tested. Ability to come out with quick logical sequencing of ideas is also important. Now to conducting an extempore, students are required to first pick a card and speak for a couple of minutes on the topic. The topic may be repeated to other participants as well. The performance will be evaluated in terms of specific standards set, including clarity and completeness of the speech and the quality of presentation in explaining the topic. Next, we should remember to structure our speech with two T's. What are the two T's? The first T is telling the audience what you are going to tell them. And the second T is telling within the time frame of 2 to 5 minutes. Now, to the criteria for judgment, which is also called rubrics. For this, one has to refer to the modules which is already given. Some tips for giving a good extempore. Prepare ahead of time by reading a lot about current affairs. Stick to the topic. Mind mapping. Having an opening paragraph. Trying to say something pithy as your first line to get the attention of audience. Conclude by summarizing the topic. The importance of extempore speaking. Confidence is the key to help you develop this method of communication to a large-scale audience. Now, some watchdogs for perfection. One of the biggest mistakes speakers make is trying to say too much. The problem is the more points you make, the less likely the audience is to remember what you say. Also, do not memorize. It's much better to limit yourself to 4 points and hammer them home. Ideally, the first 2 or 3 points should add up to your last point. Focus on opening and closing statements. The opening and closing statements decide on how the audience welcomes your speech. Examples for extempore are given in the module. Please go through them. Thank you.